definitely open to learning, and also just trying to create space for conversations, whether it's by writing pieces, whether it's by posting these on Facebook, whether it's just by having conversations. I think just like real authentic conversation starters are how we get those conversations started. I mean, and I think that the most cultural change comes from being brave and being vulnerable and just being open to learning and trying to figure out how to do that with the people that you want to share things with. Because if I go to someone and try to teach them something, but I'm not mm-hmm. willing to learn from them, it's going to shut that down in about 2 seconds.
Right. I think there's a challenge in wanting to feel safe in those conversations, and you can't really. I mean, you can't go in expecting to not have anything happen to you. So that's a particular concern that I think folks have to grapple with. Last thoughts on marriage and its place, and where we can, now that we're almost there in the state, and I guess nationally we're almost there, it seems like, let's figure out where we go next. We don't have to figure it out for everybody. We can figure it out for ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that, Ben?
What's a done deal? Like you said, you know, so, and that's lovely for people who want to get married. I am absolutely thrilled that those people can make that choice. I think where we go next, where I would love for us to go next is to transform, to change our history of the politics of we'll come back for you and do better. And actually now start prioritizing the needs and interests of the most vulnerable rather than the most sort of advantaged of our communities. So that's sort of the political interest and agenda and the economic interest and agenda I wish we would pursue. But then also the part of me that studies and teaches in a family studies department is really, you know, interested. I would want for us to celebrate marriage for those people who want marriage and keep marriage in its place, which is one legitimate option among a wide range of legitimate options for families and for relationships. And if we're gonna confer benefits to one of those options, then let's start working on conferring those benefits so that people aren't coerced into or mandated into marriage so that they can get what they need.
Yeah, for me, it's just continuing to stay educated and stay active and keep trying to learn and keep trying to keep in mind how much privilege I have and how can I help people who have less privilege than I do. And so my work is in arts administration because I believe in the power of story and the power of culture, and to keep working to get different diverse stories and diverse characters and diverse voices out there. Anything I can do to promote that, I think, just in fosters change in the world. So I don't know. That's my personal mission.
Well, the book is called Untangling the Knot, Queer Voices on Marriage, Relationships, and Identity. Where can folks find this volume? Do we know?
Broadway Books, Powell's, Broadway online. Books.
Yeah. Everywhere. Everywhere. Broadway Books, go find them. 17th and Broadway, is that right? 18th? Ish.
I think it's between 17 and 18, yeah.
It's so great to have a super local bookseller like Broadway Books. I think that's pretty exciting. Last thoughts on the book? On just getting to participate in putting this together?
It was a fantastic experience, and I'm really grateful to be included. It's so smart and so diverse and just fantastic.
And it's been just really, really fun having the opportunity to get to know other authors and to learn from you all.
Oh,
Mel,
God, so yes. So much learning.
All right, we've been talking with Ben Anderson, Nathy, and Mel Wells, contributors to Untangling the Knot. Thanks for joining us on Out Loud. We'll be here next Tuesday. You can find us on Facebook, KBOO Out Loud, and archives of most of our shows on KBOO.fm. Coming up next, Hard Knock Radio. Thanks, everyone.
beso mares de algodón sin marea.